Good afternoon and welcome to the Education Hour. You may recall that earlier this year, we asked listeners to send in suggestions about topics. And today's program is in response to a request for a number of emails we received asking for us to host a discussion about memories of school. I have invited two listeners, Anne Webster and Bao Dai, to tell us about what they remember about their school days. Perhaps we could begin with you, Anne.
Jay, many thanks for inviting me to the program. As you can tell from my voice, I'm not a spring chicken. In fact, I turned 80 earlier this year. I went to Presbyterian Ladies College for my secondary education, and the school was then in East Melbourne. I travelled to school by tram from Coburg with four other girls.
What subjects did you study?
We studied English, maths, geography, science, and British history. We also had classes in home economics and sewing.
Why did you study British history?
During the 1950s, many Australians still saw themselves as being part of the British Empire. In British history, we had to learn the names of all the kings and queens of England and the years that they ruled. If we could not recite them accurately, we got a detention. After 65 years, I can still recite them. Other subjects also involved lots of memorisation and repetition. For example, in maths, we had to learn the times tables off by heart.
When did you leave school?
Like most girls in my class, I left at the end of year 11. Only a few girls did year 12, as most jobs did not require a university qualification. For example, I was a nurse, and I could have left school to study nursing at the end of year 10. The expectation for women was that we would work for a few years before we married. Once we married, we were expected to stay home, keep house, and look after the children. Hence, we studied cooking and sewing.
Thanks, Anne. Bao, your school experience was a bit different from Anne's.
That's right. I went to a government high school in the 1980s in a low-income suburb. My parents and I were refugees from Vietnam. My father expected me to work hard at school and get straight A's. For him, an A meant acceptable, B meant better try harder, and D meant don't come home for dinner. While most of the students at my school left at the end of year 10, I wanted to go to university. I studied English as a second language, two math subjects, physics and chemistry. When I wasn't studying, I was working in my father's restaurant. Between serving customers and washing dishes, I did my homework and class assignments. There was not much spare time. I was always worried I would not pass my exams.
What was your strangest memory from your school days?
Being a migrant, I had to work really hard to improve my English. When I first went to an Australian school as a Year 8 student, the first words I learned were swear words, and I got a detention for saying one of these to a teacher. I can also remember staying up almost a whole night in Year 11 when we were studying Macbeth by Shakespeare, writing out all the words I did not know and checking their meanings in the dictionary. However, it all worked out in the end. Thinking I had failed Year 12, I was surprised when I got my results and an offer to study medicine at the University of Melbourne.
Bao and Anne, many thanks for joining us today.